President Trump is meeting with lawmakers today after his push for the border wall last night. Democrats have put forth bills to reopen the government without funding the wall, which they say is expensive and ineffective. Joining us now is Republican Congresswoman Debbie Lesko of Arizona. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me again.
So as this shutdown is in its third week, what do you think now after last night's speeches? What's going to happen? And is there anything you think Republicans will compromise on?
Well, I think who knows exactly what's going to happen, but I really hope that the Democrats get serious about coming to the negotiating table. Our leadership, who has been in these meetings at the White House with the Democrat leadership, had said that the first meeting, Speaker Pelosi and Schumer just wouldn't even listen to Secretary Nielsen about any of the border facts at all. They're coming into these meetings not willing to compromise one single bit. And as you've heard repeatedly, the Republicans and President Trump are willing to compromise, but we need to have the border secured. And that's what this is about.
But Democrats have said that the wall is not the most effective way to secure the border, that it could be done with technology, more border agents, all kinds of other things that it's been proven, even though we do have wall in many parts of the border or fencing, that's not the most effective way to spend the taxpayer dollars.
Well, I think we need all of the above, including a fence. I call it a fence because I have never been under the presumption that it was going to be a concrete or block wall necessarily. But we need a barrier. I went down in October to the Nogales border and met with Customs and Border Patrol officials and the agents. And I asked them outright, do you need a fence? And they said, yes. And the numbers tell that fences work. I mean, in Yuma, Arizona, for instance, the fence was built in 2005, and illegal traffic has dropped 95% over those 9 years. This is part of the solution. In fact, I put out a border security plan, which included a fence, but also included more funding for agents, more funding for technology. And if I heard correctly last night, which I believe I did, the president wants all of those. The fence is just part of the plan.
But if the fence is just part of the plan, then why shut down the government over just part of the plan? Why not just do all the other things and then we'll figure out the fence later?
Well, because the Democrats will never agree. For instance, last year during the congressional session, Republicans came up with two really good solutions to immigration problems. The first one would have not only provided funding for border security, but it also, as a compromise with the Democrats, said, we will allow the DACA recipients to stay here legally. Not one Democrat voted for it. So we have tried repeatedly to get the Democrats to come to the negotiating table, and so far they are totally unwilling. And I was sent here to stand up for my constituents, and I will continue to stand up for not only my constituents, but the safety and welfare of all U.S. citizens.
What about the 60,000 federal government workers in the state of Arizona working now without the promise of a paycheck because of this fight? What do you say to them?
I say I feel it's awful. It's awful. And that's why I voted for on December 20th. Funding to keep the government open. Unfortunately, as you know, it passed out of the House with just Republicans. No Democrats voted for it. Unfortunately, as you know, in the Senate, they have that 60-vote rule, and we don't have 60 Republicans. So you need some Democrats to get on board. We've been told over and over again the Democrats will not budge. They will not even come to the negotiating
table. But you won't budge on the issue of wall funding. You would not support opening the government without the $5 billion for the wall specifically.
I want to see if they have a plan. If the Democrats have a plan, I am a reasonable person. If they came back and said, okay, we don't want to give you $5.7 billion, but we're willing to give $3 billion, you know, hey, I might say yes to that.
You're in the House, but do you have confidence in Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Senate, to get the country out of this shutdown? Because a lot of this is in his hands at this point.
I think it's actually in the Democrat hands. I think it's in Schumer's hands. Republicans have repeatedly been willing to compromise. It was in media reports, I wasn't in this meeting, that President Trump said that he was willing to come down on the dollar amount. You know, Democrats won't even come up with a counteroffer.
What would you think if the president did what he didn't do last night, but has talked about doing, which is to declare a state of emergency and bypass Congress and build the wall himself?
Well, I hope we don't come to that, because I think that national defense money, if that's where he would get the money from to build the fence, should go to national defense. But, you know, I hope that Democrats will come to the table. I mean, right now, they're just saying no. They won't even come to the negotiating table.
That is Congresswoman Debbie Lesko, who represents Arizona's 8th Congressional District, Republican. Congresswoman, thank you.
Thank you very much.